Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, it's Mentor Monday. That's right. It's the day that I bring one of our single family mentors on the show. When you say R, who are you talking about, Al? Well, it's a Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Mentor. So in other words, this is somebody that spends a good portion of their time dedicated to our membership, providing them guidance, vision, everything that they need to help them get moving forward in their real estate investing business. And I'll tell you what, on today's show, I've got one of my favorite mentors on. Now, this is a person that I've worked with at Lifestyles Unlimited. She actually was my boss for a little while. Could you believe that? I actually had a boss, and she was a phenomenal boss. She really, you know, I had a good understanding of what we needed to get accomplished. She gave me good direction and guidance, and, you know, when I needed help, she was there. And I'll tell you what, she treats mentoring the same way. You know, she's full of information. She gives you guidance. If you need help along the way, she's there for you. And that's really what solid mentoring is all about. It's about bringing in somebody who's been there and done that, who's walked the walk, who can talk the talk, who's sending back maps from where they've gone to. And today's show is extra special because yesterday was one of my favorite days. It was Mother's Day. Now, my mother is deceased, so I don't have the ability to say, hey, Mom, how's it going? Now, I can say that to my wife. She has been a wonderful mother of two great kids that are both now in college. So we had a really nice Mother's Day event yesterday. But my guest today is a mother herself. And I'll tell you what, she is a wonderful mother. You see, she is one of these people that got started as a single mother. And we won't get into the details of how that occurred, but more importantly, she has a focus in her life. She has a beautiful daughter that she focuses her energy on. She's building this real estate empire specifically so that she can pass on everything to her daughter while enjoying it along the way. And I'll tell you what, If you need to get inspired, if you need to hear somebody that shouldn't have been successful at all in real estate investing, who's become a multimillionaire, who has built a multimillion dollar portfolio of properties, you need to pay attention. So on today's show, I want to bring my great friend Jody on. Jody, are you there?
I'm here, Al. Thank you so much for that introduction. That was amazing. I'm so happy to be here. How are you today?
I'm having a great day. You know, it is a beautiful day in Texas. I'm enjoying a wonderful weather. I'm enjoying just mild breezes. And I'll tell you what, it's like spring has finally decided to come back to us after we were robbed of spring during the whole coronavirus shut-in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's gorgeous out. I've been out this week, gone to the ocean and gone to the lake and had a lot of fun outdoors. So it's been wonderful.
So you're telling me you've been living the lifestyle?
Yep. Now the beaches are back open. I've got to go out and get some sun, and that's the first thing me and my daughter did is drove down to Port Aransas, and I had a good old time over there, so it was nice. And I was able to do some mentoring and did a couple of webinars from the beach house and still got to go hang out at the beach and have fun, so it all worked out.
Wow. Talk about juggling the responsibilities of life with the responsibilities of being a mentor. Sounds like you've got it all figured out. I mean, if you can literally mentor from the beach, then you've got something working well.
Absolutely. And so, you know, mentoring, we can mentor from the beach. That's fun. Now, the management of the properties, that's the question I think a lot of people ask me is, oh, my gosh, do you have to, you know, be in the same city all the time, because are you going to get calls and emails from your tenants? You got to be there. And that's not the case. I actually mentor a couple of families who live in California. One family lives in California, and they've got 20 single family homes in San Antonio that they manage from California. And I've got another family that lives in Seattle, Washington. and they own property here, and they decided not to hire a property management company because the system that they set up, you know, is so so easily taught, and they followed our system, and that's why they're successful from living far away. So it can work, absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty cool that, you know, somebody can live on the West Coast, invest in the center of the country, manage it from afar. I know for a fact, I've still got family in California and a little bit up in Washington. And I'll tell you, it's a two-day drive if I want to get to California. So I know it's the same for them coming into Texas. And I also know it's an expensive, you know, plane ride. So how is it they are able to manage, I mean, like 20 properties from afar? Just seems like a bridge too far to me.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And they're Lifestyle members, so we mentor them, and they work closely with realtors at Lifestyles Unlimited who help them. So when they are buying the property and they're doing their due diligence, they've got a system that we've helped them put together to make that successful. But if you fix up everything in your properties and you're not a slumlord, your tenants are not going to, there's not going to be a lot of headaches because you found good people, you've provided an excellent property, and it's only going to make sense that the only time they really reach out is, hey, can I renew my lease, right? When's it time to renew? I think that's the only time, and that's just an email or a text. So it doesn't matter where you are in that particular case, you know, if you've got a good team in place.
Yeah, you know, I was just running some numbers on the calculator here. I'm just making some general assumptions, and I'm focusing on that member in California with the 20 units. I'm thinking that they're saving approximately $1,500 a month in management fees by actually managing it themselves. That's a pretty good number.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they enjoy doing it. I think the wife, she does homeschooling, so she is pretty busy throughout the day. And the husband is a attorney, and so he's able to focus on his career. And so and they're able to get it done, and it's not, you know, they're not spending all day on the phone or the computer talking to tenants. It's very uncommon for a tenant to reach out. It may be a small leak or something. And if that's the case, she's got plumbers here, and she's got a team here that takes care of any type of issues that may happen.
Well, I'm glad that Jody's on the show today because you're going to learn a lot from her. And I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about tips for investing in today's market. We'll be back right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to your map to financial freedom. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what we're here. That's doing. That's what we're all about. We are here trying to help you get to financial freedom. And, you know, step number one is getting you retired, getting you to a point where you have enough income coming in that offsets your bills. And that's stage one. I'll tell you what, that is a wonderful place to get to, because if the world goes weird on you and you lose your job, or you are in a position where maybe you're laid off or something, having passive income coming in, knowing that your bills are being met, is such a feeling of relief. I'll tell you, it is a wonderful feeling, and if you've never felt it, you've got to feel it. It feels that good. Now, what I really want to talk about today is I want to get into Jody's story. Jody is one of our mentors at Lifestyles Unlimited, and she's got a very compelling story, and I think you need to hear how she got started with real estate and how she wound up with this multi-million dollar portfolio that she's managing for herself. Jody, go ahead and pick it up from there.
Yeah, glad to be back. So, I'll cover a little bit about how I got started. So I was 25 years old, And I was at a point in my life that my daughter was a couple years old, and I realized that I wanted all these nice things for her. I wanted her to go to private school. I wanted her to have a tutor. We wanted to have regular vacations and all those things that you dream about as a child. And I grew up in a very middle-class family, so I never got to do every single thing that I really wanted because money was tight. So when I became a parent, I thought, oh my gosh, I don't want my child to have to experience that, you know, that lack lifestyle where you can't do a lot of things because you just don't have the resources. So after she was about 2 or 3 years old, I started looking for opportunities because there was just too much months at the end of my paycheck at the job that I had. I was working at a call center, and I had moved up the ladder a little bit, but that only meant more hours with not much more pay, you know, that typical scenario. So I started reading books. Anything that said millionaire or real estate on it, I picked it up and I would read it. Stock market, silver and gold, I studied all of that. And this is about the 2009 era where, you know, Obama was coming into office and people were just scared about what was going to happen in the real estate market. They were nervous. There was a lot of foreclosures going on. So it was a very interesting time. And I didn't know much because I was 25 years old, but I was driving from church one Sunday and actually listened to AM radio, and I had Dave Ramsey on because that's what I had listened to during the week typically. Well, Sunday, it was a show with Del Walmsley, and I don't remember what the show was about, but he was talking about real estate investing in San Antonio and how there were some events coming up. So I came to one of the local workshops in San Antonio. And I joined right away because the speaker was talking about books that I had just read. So everything spoke to me, like felt like I needed to be there. So it was an easy sale for me. I joined up right away, and I took the Lifestyles Unlimited two-day seminar, which is a two-day class from 8 to 5 where you sit with a multimillionaire. You know, when I'm 25 years old, I probably at that point had never even been around a millionaire, much less had one in 2 days with me. And that was life-changing. It was very, it was just a very pivotal point in my life where I learned a lot that I had never heard of, you know, and one of the things I heard about was passive income, cash flow. And we talk a little bit about what that is. And basically it's your properties are making you money, whether you go to work or not, whether you get out of bed or not, these people are paying rent and that cash flow is hitting your account. And that's what I wanted. So the first year, I was able to buy 7 single-family homes. And the first one was the most special because when I first joined Lifestyles, one of the goals I had was I want to be able to send my daughter to a private school. And there's an expense to that. So that first property, the cash flow was right around $415 or $420, and the payment to the private school was right at $400. So that was a very special moment for me because I knew when I got that first property, I would be able to send her to the school that, you know, I had really hoped and dreamed about. So that at that point, I knew, oh my gosh, this is not a scam. This is not a pyramid scheme. This is real, and I want more properties. So that first year, I went on to 7 houses, and those 7 houses actually surpassed the income I was making at the call center job I had. So at that point, I was financially free, and my cash flow covered all my expenses, and I was able to walk away from that job.
How did it feel walking away from that job?
Oh, it was actually, and I remember the day I did it, too, because I didn't give my 2 weeks. You know, at the time, I felt like I had a manager that just wasn't a nice person and always picking on me, you know, and, you know, stuff like that, making you work more and doing all these things. So I walked in there and I said, I'm not going to give my 2 weeks. I've decided to quit. And they're just like, what? What are you doing? You've been here for 9 years and, you know, you're moving up the ladder. And they just kind of were in shock. And I just felt so good. I felt nervous. I think my hand was shaking, you know, walking away from a job. But it was such a good feeling. And then I got home and I got bored. And, of course, Lifestyles Unlimited had an open position. And I thought, holy cow, this has become my passion. You know, teaching people how to take back their own financial freedom with real estate as a tool. Real estate is just our tool. You know, we're not super obsessed with real estate. We just use it as a tool, you know, to help us accomplish our goals. But yeah, then I started working at Lifestyles because this became something I love to do and I love to talk about. And one thing led to another, and I was in member services department, and then of course now I'm on the mentor team. And this has really been a great rewarding position for me to teach people, you know, the philosophy that I learned way back, and now being able to enjoy the fruits of my labor, of the portfolio I've put together. And right now I'm at 16 single family homes, but I had a 12 unit at one time. I had a couple of fourplexes. But this year, 2020, definitely is going to be the year for me to go multifamily, because now I've got to step up, and I like nice things, you know. So single family cash flow, it'll make you some good money, you know, but it's not going to make you the extravagant cash flows and all of that that you want. And it's a challenge for me. It's fun. And as you know, single family, multifamily, they're two different beasts. You know, there's two components of education. So I'm going through all of the multifamily education Lifestyles and making sure I'm educated before I jump in. But that'll be my next transition. And I'm excited to do it.
We're excited to watch you get there, too. How many properties did you actually have? I mean, what was your max number in your portfolio before you started liquidating?
Yeah, I think the most I had at one time was 32 houses, all of them in San Antonio. And, you know, we teach you, you hold on to them a couple of years until there's good, you know, equity, and you sell them basically tax-free or tax-deferred, and move it on and move that profits onto another property tax-free using a 1031. So, yeah.
Hold that thought, Jody. We're getting ready to go to break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about tips for investing in today's marketplace. Back after this.
Get total freedom in your life. Safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
And now, back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. On today's show, it's Mentor Monday, and I have Jody on with me, and Jody is one of our single family mentors at Lifestyles Unlimited. She's been doing it for quite a while now, and I'll tell you what, she has changed a lot of lives, and a lot of lives have changed for the better. That's the key thing. You know, when you get involved with real estate investing, when you finally get off the couch and you start doing what you need to do, along the way, you realize you need to have a mentor, because that mentor is somebody that will guide you. It's somebody that will help you to avoid some of the pitfalls. It's somebody that's going to give you some tips for how the real estate market is actually operating. And in this segment, that's what Jody and I are going to talk about. We're going to talk about some of the tips that are out there for, you know, acquiring property in today's market or operating property in today's market. You know, it just depends on what direction we feel like going in. It's going to be a benefit to you regardless of where we go. So, Jody, what are your thoughts on all of that?
Yeah, so there's been a lot of transition, a lot of changes. with all this pandemic, and I won't spend the whole time talking about it, but a big piece of this is being aware of what's changing and what's going on. If there's, you know, changing in financing or appraising or anything like that, it's so important to have the education and to be in the know of what the heck is going on. I know for me, I would not have been able to ever buy my first house if I would have never taken the two-day seminar. I had a bookshelf of probably at least 25 books that I had read. And that's a lot for a 25-year-old to say that they read 25 books. And that was great. I was very proud of that. I remember I would show my bookshelf and post it on Facebook, or it might have been MySpace at the time, but I would post it on social media, like, look at my bookshelf. And I was so excited. I had read all these books. But the reality of it was I had no real estate. And people started saying, well, yeah, you read that and you're doing this, but what do you own? And I'd kind of start thinking, yeah, that's right. So that's what led me to listening to different radio shows, you know, trying to seek out something. I was looking for a mentor and really didn't know that's what I was looking for, because it really didn't exist back then. I know nowadays there's, you know, a guru every, you scroll through Facebook and there's gurus and all that pop up overnight, and they just come out of nowhere, it seems. But when I found Lifestyles, you know, they had been in business since 1990. And the guy that started the company, Del Walmsley, he was the real deal, you know, and I knew that after I spent 2 days with him. And then eventually got to hang out at his house. And that was something I had never even, could ever even fathom in my mind, you know, how gorgeous his home and how inspiring it was. Because if you hear his story, he didn't start with, you know, didn't grow up with money, was not born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He had to work very, very hard and get the education. So I think all of this will start, if you want that to make that change, it's going to be getting the education. You know, you wouldn't want to operate on a brain or perform surgery if you didn't go through college to learn how to do it. So why would you want to buy real estate with your hard-earned money, you know, if you don't know how to do it? So I think a big piece of this is education, because there's a lot of misinformation out there. And Google University is not always going to help you. You know, people give bad advice, wrong advice. So you want to make sure you're working with a mentor, or you're getting the education that is actually true and valid to what you're trying to do. It all starts with, you know, having the right map. And that's what we teach over and over. So that's the truth right there.
There you go. I mean, that's the God's honest truth about how you get started, how you start moving forward. So let's say folks have, you know, they've done what you've suggested. They've gone out, they've gotten that education in real estate investing. They maybe have found a mentor to assist them. What are you seeing in the marketplace today? I mean, is it still a seller's market? Is it turned into a buyer's market? What is going on out there?
Yeah, so of course, I'm not a licensed realtor, so I'll just give you my advice based on the mentoring that I'm doing. And I just bought a house, too. I know I said I wouldn't buy any more, but I bought one more.
Shame on you.
Probably, yeah, I know. It was just a good deal, and kind of was on my lap, so I said, okay, I'll buy it. But of course, I mentor people every day, so I see what type of deals are coming through. And what I've noticed is the total cash out of pocket, that number has been reduced a little bit, starting to come down. I think previous to this, the average was closer to $25,000. I'm starting to see more deals that are less and less out of pocket, closer to $15,000 to $20,000. So that's one thing that has changed, is the prices have come down a little bit. I get a question a lot, is it going to be hard to rent a house in this climate? You know, people are losing their jobs. People are losing hours. And I will tell you, I had most of my leases come up for renewal during this time of the year, because this is the best time statistically to rent your property in the springtime. So I had 4 vacancies myself. And so I actually went through this right through the beginning of when the whole stay-at-home orders and all of that were implemented. And I will tell you, all 4 of them are all now rented, and it took less than 2 weeks for all of them to get rented, to change tenants from a previous tenant moving out to a new tenant moving in. So the demand for tenants is there. We are in a great You've got to have good employment wherever you're investing in. In San Antonio, we've got great employment sectors, and I think that really drives a lot of people here. And they're essential careers. So you have a lot of medical, firefighters, police officers, military, bankers. All of those are essential businesses, so they are going to always need a roof over their head. And that's why a lot of us landlords have not been negatively affected during all of this, thankfully.
You know, you made a point that really resonated with me. You said you had four properties transition over from one tenant to another tenant while all of us are freaking out about coronavirus. How much time did you actually spend to get those properties released?
Yeah, so three of them, I was able to give the previous tenant their full deposit back because they left it in good shape. Of course, they followed my move-out instructions. They left it move-in ready, except for one of them needed to cut the grass, which that was a phone call. The fourth house, it was a house I've had since 2012. So while the tenants left it in clean shape, it was really outdated. And so I had recently done a cash-out refinance on that house. So I had a lot of money sitting in the bank. It was about $65,000 that I took out of just that one property. I pulled out $65,000, still own the property, still cash flow about $250 a month. But the cash flow is nothing crazy. But I have equity, and I have cash that I pulled out tax-free. So I thought, well, you know, out of the $65,000, I'll put in $10,000. To update the appliances, I put a little backsplash, granite countertop, you know, did some things to kind of spruce it up so that I could increase the rent. So that took me about 3 weeks. So there's a little bit of a delay with contractors coming out. That happened like right at the end of March. But it got done, and a tenant moved in 3 days after it was done. And I was able to raise the rent from my last people were paying $1,125. I was able to raise it to $1,425 because of all the updating I did. So, so that was worth it. But, yeah, it's a good thing. You know, there are people looking for rent, for houses to rent, and it is a demand business. And so we have done fine considering the circumstances on a lot of other places and a lot of other businesses. You know, landlords have done pretty good during this whole process, everything that's going on in the world today.
Yeah, I'm just messing with Mr. Calculator here, and I'm, you know, determining that just by doing those improvements that you did on that property, it sounds like you've got a 36% cash-on-cash return just on the money you invested back into the property. And I'll tell you what, that's pretty great numbers. And I'll tell you what, folks, you can do it too. What we want you to do is we want you to get started with Lifestyles Unlimited. And the best way to do it is go to one of our virtual workshops at freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow, for the next couple of days, for a week, a couple of months, a year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Yeah, what he just said. You know, it's really, really something special to be able to sit down and have a conversation with a mentor. I mean, on today's show, we're doing just that. I have Jody on, and she is a mentor with Lifestyles Unlimited. She focuses on our single family properties. And I'll tell you what, she changes lives. Every day, she changes somebody's life because she's working with them. She gets them pointed in the right direction, and she helps them to shape their future. And I'll tell you what, it's a very rewarding job because I know that she has many, many members that come back to her and give her hugs and high fives. Why do I know this? Because I see her at our Lifestyles Unlimited events. Okay, we're not doing any events live right now, but we're getting ready to come back. Now the states are starting to open up. We're going to start doing things live again. So, you know, another reason why you need to be a part of what we're doing here at Lifestyles Unlimited. So, Jody, tell me what's on your mind. Let me just give you that blank slate because you're the mentor. I'm kind of the mentee here. So are the people in the audience. Go ahead and mentor.
Yeah, so I just wanted to cover just some extra tips or advice during these times because I know a lot of people are nervous. These are uncharted waters. Now, I did start buying in 2009 when the world was equally going crazy and the media. And one thing that I did was turn off the news, you know, listen to what you need to listen to and then be on with your day. If you listen to the TV and the media all day long, it's going to put this negative, you know, taste in your mouth and everything is going to be negative. And you're not going to think about, oh, I want to start investing. I want to grow my empire. I want to create a legacy for my family. If you're sitting, you know, in front of the TV all day and they're talking about coronavirus, this and this and this country and all these negative stories, it's going to really put you in the wrong mindset. So starting with having positive inspiration, listening to podcasts like this, radio stories, you know, things that are inspiring of what you want to achieve. You've got to turn off all that negative stuff because it will affect you whether you think it will or not. You've got to get the negative stuff out of your brain and you've got to get around positive people. So, you know, Lifestyles is great when we open back up, coming up hopefully, you know, in the next month or so. You can meet and network with other members, mentors, realtors, and then our staff. Are wonderful to network with. But in the meantime, we are having online case studies, workshops, webinars. We're even having road trips. And Al, I got to tell you, I don't know if you've been on any of them, but they have been really cool to attend. In person is a neat thing, too, because you're walking the properties, you know, you're smelling the cat pee. You're really, like, in the trenches of these properties in their before state. But when you're on the road trip webinar, we do a video, so you get to see the property. We have all the mentors on, and we all get to speak to you. You have all your realtors on, so you can ask questions about properties that we have available. And it's just become such a neat thing, you know, to have all this virtual opportunities, because if you do live far from the office or you're not – you just don't have the time to swing by, you know, you get on the webinar, and that has been really awesome. A lot of people have really appreciated that. And, you know, so that's going to be getting the education, networking, staying educated, because things change. So fair housing laws change. And if you're a landlord, you need to be aware of the fair housing laws. So that's a big one right there, always understanding changes in the fair housing laws to make sure that you are not violating, you know, anything, and you're not doing anything wrong. And then Lifestyles, we have something called a bread and butter deal. And you'll learn more about that when you go to the two-day seminar. But if you stick to the bread and butter philosophy that Lifestyles teaches, you're going to make money in a down market, in an up market, in a seller's market, in a buyer's market. It doesn't matter. And we don't worry about what market we're going into because we always make money. Because, like I said before, and it's so simple, but I'll say it again, people always need a roof over their head. And I think the last statistic I heard was 47% of San Antonio are renters. So we're providing pretty much half of San Antonio with housing, us landlords. And so that is a big responsibility, right? Because I love to provide housing that I'm proud of. I didn't grow up in the best looking house, and so, you know, I love my tenant, to have their children have friends over and family over and say, wow, that house is beautiful. Those floors are gorgeous. That paint color is, you know, nice. So that's one thing I really want to hit on is we're not slumlords. We are proud of what we do. And, you know, one of our philosophies is best product, best price. And so we're not charging the highest in the neighborhood because we don't have to. We want to make money, but we still want to provide affordable housing for the neighborhood, right? We do our CMAs, we figure out what the market rent is, and we provide a better product than everyone else, than our competition. And our tenants love us for it. And so when you do that, you're going to have good people in your investments, and they're going to be paying off your asset for you as it's going up in value. And so, you know, those assets, you pull the cash out or you sell them, and then you turn that money again. And so a lot of us will choose to go to apartments because of the freedom it can give you, and, you know, the amount of money you can make is a lot faster. But if you stick to our bread and butter deal and you stick to the lifestyle philosophy, there's no way that you're going to make an error on this. You have a mentor walking you through step by step to help you through the whole entire process. So it's not scary, and if it is, we'll hold your hand through the whole process, and we'll give you a hug, too. So, yeah, you know, sometimes mentor sessions become not necessarily like counseling, but sometimes I feel, you know, I have to talk people off a ledge, like, hey, this is not scary. You're going to be okay. And then it turns out, you know, sometimes I'll have people, oh, my gosh, should I sell? And, you know, they're just panicking for a moment, and I have to talk them down. And I talk to them months later, and they're like, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad you helped me get through that. You know, that was stressful. Because when you're new, you don't know what you don't know. And there's always fear. And we've all heard, right, fear is, what does the acronym for fear stand for?
False evidence of, appearing real. I thought it was a test for me.
Oh, yeah, like, you know it, right? False evidence appearing real. So fear is just a lie. And so you just, if you're fearful, it's because you're not educated. You don't have the right people in your corner. You got to have the right people before you go out to a fight or before you're going to enter a test, right? You got to be educated. So, and it can be fun. You know, this stuff is not boring. I know when I was 25, trying to talk to my other 25-year-old friends, they weren't really digging this information. But when they saw my bank account, I think that really changed their tune on, you know, their opinions about what I was doing. And I pulled all my money out of my 401k. I pulled everything that was in there, which it wasn't more than, I think it was like $12,000 at the time. But that $12,000 helped me get into my first deal. And shortly after that, the stock market crashed. And a lot of my dad and a lot of other people lost a lot of their, you know, their nest egg, what they worked 20, 30 years for. And that was a really sad time, you know, and I knew a lot of people that were negatively affected by that. And I vowed to never invest in the stock market again. And I haven't since, and I don't plan on it at all, because we're making such high returns in real estate. Why would I ever go away to any other investment sector? So
real quick, real quick, we've got about 2 minutes left. I know you were involved heavily in our case studies. Can you give us a little bit of a synopsis of what case study is and what people would see if they attended one?
Yeah, so really case study is a celebration of our members' success. So when you go through our education program, we want to celebrate you and congratulate you on sticking through and listening to your mentor, getting the education, doing what we're telling you to do, you know, not going outside of the education program. And when you're successful, members will volunteer and they will present at these case study events because they want to inspire and teach other members. And so that's how we all help each other. But what they do is they present their story and they present their deals. So you learn, and they'll present their HUDs if you want to see a HUD. You know, that's a closing document so that you know that this is valid and true. And they talk about all the scenarios that they went through, the good, the bad, the ugly. There's not much ugly because they're educated. So, but we'll talk about everything that occurred and how they made money in the deal. And, you know, and some people have 10 houses, some have 5 apartments. You know, it's every level of newbies all the way to the people that have been members for 10 years. So it's such a fun event. And we'll have them in person again soon, but right now we've been doing them virtually. Anyone who lives pretty much anywhere, you can log in and check it out and learn and ask all the questions to the other investors who are actively buying real estate and owning real estate and just doing all of these things. And it's the best thing to do is learn from people who are doing what you want to do. And that's what Case Study really is.
Yeah, Case Study is a really cool event. I can't wait until we're able to see each other mano a mano and, you know, shake some hands or bump some fists or whatever we're going to do. It's going to be a great time. Jody, I want to say thank you so much for coming on the show today. Your knowledge is just wonderful to share, and I'm so glad you chose to share it with us. And for those of you out there in the audience, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.